Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So how do you get rich? One expert said, buy some land and wait a long period of time. Another way you could do it is put aside 2 pennies every day for a long period of time. That's what my uncle did. So my uncle's 94 years old and he was in the habit his whole life is to scan the ground and look for change or money. And he'd take the money that he'd find and put it in jars. So a couple of years ago, I was out at his house, we were going to go fishing, and he showed me the jars that he had, all the money he collected. And it was full, big jars full of money. And I said, how much do you think it's worth? When I picked up my last penny, I'm going to give it to my daughter. Ah, so that's what happens. When you do something for a long period of time, you have to have some motive. When my mother went into the nursing home, because of her lupus, she lost her appetite. She didn't eat anything for days, and it went on for a week. So the nursing home wanted to put a feeding tube in her. So we told her lupus doctor, father and I, and the doctor said, you do not let that happen. You cannot let that happen. She's got to have something to eat, anything. You got to find something that will stimulate her appetite. So shortly after that, we brought her a mocha frappe, and she loved it. So every time I visited her, like sometimes 3 or 4 times a week, I would bring her a mocha frappe. So I was going into a J.P. Licks on a wintry day. It was empty inside, and the man behind the counter had a barrel-chested guy with a sweatshirt that said Patriots on it. I like this guy. And I said, "Hey, how's it going?" And he shrugged his shoulders, and he threw his palms up toward the sky and as if to say, "You sell ice cream in the middle of the winter." So he asked me, he says, "What can I do for you?" I said, "I'll have a mocha frappe." And as he was getting the frappe ready, I told him my story. I said, "When my mother went in the nursing home, she lost her appetite and she wouldn't eat anything, nothing. And she was going to die. And I came in here. And you made me a mocha frappe. And I took it to her and she loved it. And she got her appetite back and now she's fine." I just wanted you to know that. So he turned around with the mocha frappe, handed it to me, and he said, "You have a great day." Sometimes we have no idea the impact that we have on other people. No idea. So here's a woman in the gospel. She had no idea when she put her 2 little pennies in her. She had no idea that her story is going to be told to 1,000 generations for the next 2,000 years. She had no idea that God was going to use her story to redefine
what generosity really was. And it's not about how much you give. It now means how much you have left in your wallet after you give. You know, we do little things every day, penny things, small things. We have no idea the impact that we have on others. But 2 pennies a day, every day, for a long period of time, that's how you build a treasure.